Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
BJ Glasser, Jake Hassan here with you on Bet Sweats. NFL Week 17 starts on Thursday with a Christmas triple header. Oh, Jake, how about these games? Cowboys, Commanders, Josh Johnson, likely starting for Washington. Lions and Vikings, Max Brosmer, likely starting for Minnesota. And Broncos and Chiefs. No Mahomes, no Gardner Minshew. You're going to get Chris Olodokun and like it on Thursday night against the Denver Broncos as a 13-point underdog. Jake, what do you think is going to be the toughest watch offensively? Kansas City, Minnesota, or Washington?
Oh, I mean, it has to be Kansas City, right? Third string quarterback who's got like exactly six NFL snaps against that defense for the Broncos. That has to be the answer, right?
Well, it has to. And then you just look at like the totals in the game. I mean, the total in the Washington game still 50.5, which I think speaks to Dallas's defense. So I think Washington can put up some points. The Lions defense also ton of injuries. I think they can put up some points. I don't know if Kansas City is going to score in the double digits. I mean, that total is 36.5. They're a 13-point dog. Let's actually, let's see if their team total is up for that game.
God.
I'm curious. What? No, it's not yet. I see the first half team total for Kansas City. I do not see the full game team total.
Maybe they'll just call the game at halftime. They'll say, you know what? Forget it.
I will tell you this, though, Jake, for both at BetMGM, for both teams in Broncos Chiefs, both teams to score 10 points, the no is only plus 130. Only plus 130 for both teams not to score 10 points. What do you think?
What do you think? So horrible. But I'm tempted to take the no. Like, how are you not? Like, how can you not be tempted by that at least?
I'm definitely intrigued when Harrison Butker props pop up, what his field goal number is, because, you know, he does have a big leg, and like they're going to try and kick field goals from wherever. He got a bunch of opportunities last week against the Titans. I could see it being the same thing. I think it's got to be Kansas City. I was talking about it yesterday with Kate. I'm kind of tempted to take them plus 13, too.
That's PJ, stop.
Jake,
stop.
It's a lot of points. Divisional game. On the road, Broncos are fighting for the division. Like, I know. It's going to be one of those bets like you make it and you instantly regret it. Let me put it this way. Would you ever lay 13 with the Broncos in that game? Like, if you had to bet it, if you had to, if you were in a pool where you were picking every game in the NFL this week against the spread, you had to pick that game, which side would you choose?
It has to be the Broncos. PJ, Chris Oladokun has played 36 total snaps in his career. 36 in his career. And now here's the Broncos defense. Doesn't this scream Broncos defensive touchdown at some point? Like, I think, like, I'm not saying that Bo Nix is going to go put up 40 on you, but it's just, it feels like at least one Denver defensive touchdown. It feels like you just grinded away inside of two touchdowns. I know it's still 13. It's still a big number, but you're not sitting at 14 and a half. That makes me say, all right, I'll take the Broncos in that scenario.
I can't do it, even though I don't know how Kansas City's going
to
score.
I'm not saying, hey, let me go rush to the window and lay 13 with Bo Nix on the road. No, but if you're going to make me pick a side, like if you're going to say, hey, you know, family is being held hostage in some undisclosed location, you have to pick a side on this game. It's the Broncos all day. It's never the Chiefs. Can't wait for them to just win out right now.
Did the Broncos' performance last week against Jacksonville, did that change anything for you? So tell me what your thoughts were on the Broncos before that game. Did you think they were a serious threat to win the AFC? And losing to the Jaguars in the fashion that they did that change your opinion on Denver at all?
It didn't change my opinion on Denver because I was already skeptical going in. Like, me and Kay Constable were talking about this on the Better Angle a couple days ago, that I'm just not a Bo Nix guy. Like, it feels like you're on one side of the fence or the other with Bo Nix. Like, there's no gray area. You feel very strongly one way or the other. I'm a Bo Nix skeptic. I don't know if push comes to shove, he's the guy you want in a big game clinching situation. We've seen him make big throws. We seen him have big games, but just in a spot like that where you can entrench yourself as a true contender in the AFC, you can, you know, shove another AFC contender in a locker and you just chunk it, you brick it. And so I think that's what the Broncos inherently are. If you get an A-plus game from their defense, yeah, they can beat anybody. But the fact that you let the Jaguars come into your house, into your place, where everybody all year has been saying, tough place to play, undefeated, can't get it done, like hard to go in there, and then you get 35, 34 dropped on you on your head at home, it kind of reaffirmed what I had already been believing, or I guess not believing, about the Broncos.
I'm with you on Bo Nix. You know, when he was at Auburn, Jake, playing college football, we would call him Bo Picks. And I still feel like there's some of that in there for sure.
Yeah.
It's really important, for Denver to get the number one seed. Like they, I mean, that's a tough place to play in the altitude. It's a great fan base. It's really loud. That defense plays better at home. Like they're still control their own destiny to get the one seed. They win these next two games. They get the one seed. They got to do that. So if you think that they are not going to do that and that the Patriots win the final two games or maybe the Chargers win their final two games and the Broncos don't get the one seed, but you still like them, definitely hold off and wait to bet them to win the AFC. But if you like the Broncos and you think that they're going to win out and get the one seed, then I would probably bet them right now. I mean, they do have the shortest odds still, Jake, to win the AFC at +350, followed by Buffalo's right there at 4-1. Patriots are +375, and then you got Jacksonville +550 and Houston +650. I just can never remember a time where it was that jumbled up, right? Like there were so many teams. I mean, that is crazy how tight it is there towards the top. So that's Broncos and Chiefs. The game that we have middle part of the day, the Lions, they're a 6-point favorite on the road at Minnesota. Total is 44.5. I actually will have a bet on this game. I got Detroit at 5.5. I still like them at -6. Jake, before the Steelers game on Sunday, Dan Campbell in Detroit, they were 15-0 straight up and 14-1 against the spread coming off of a straight up loss. That was off of one loss. Now we get Detroit off of two losses. To a team that went into their house and beat them with J.J. McCarthy. And, like, the weakness of the Lions team is their defense. I don't think Minnesota is going to do enough offensively to exploit that. So I like the Lions indoors on a fast track, taking care of business. Anything under a touchdown, I think, is a good bet. I think this probably closes at 6.5. Maybe even it closes at 7. I would look at Detroit, though, in that game. Also think they're a really good money line parlay piece, minus 275. You want to go that route. But I like the Lions minus 6.
Well, PJ, me and you were talking about earlier, like last end of last segment, your fantasy championships. And I'm in my fantasy championship in one of my leagues, one out of two leagues that I do every year. And I'm in the championship, and I've just been kind of cycling through defenses for most of the year because I've had the Seahawks, but I didn't want to play the Seahawks against the Rams. And I'm not sure I want to play the Seahawks again this year, even though it's Carolina, but we know Carolina has some upside offensively. So I was like, all right, let me go see what defenses are on the waiver wire. And there's Detroit sitting there about to go against Max Brosmer. I hit that claim button right away this morning. I was like, yep, let's do it. I don't know if I'm going to do it yet because I might just go with all reliable and I might just put the Seahawks in, even though Carolina's played better. But I was like, you know what? Let me just pick up the Lions and I'll make a game time decision here and see what we got. But I think you're right. I think at 6.5, I think it's totally fine with Detroit. You get to 7 is where you start to lose me with Minnesota, just because we know that place is going to be insanely loud. We know, like, Brosmer at least has some theoretical upside just because we don't exactly know what it is, except we kind of do. Is it probably just Detroit runs wild? Jahmyr Gibbs has a big game. Amon-Ra St. Brown has a big game. Yeah, probably. So even at 7, I would probably still, as we had been saying on this show for the last couple weeks, I'd probably hover on the button at Detroit minus 7. But I would think about it for a second. Maybe if it gets to 7, maybe it's a teaser leg.
Yeah, I like that. I think Detroit's the right side in the game. Jake, if I were to ask you the most disappointing team in the NFL this season, Lions, Chiefs, Ravens, what would your answer be?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I mean, doesn't it feel like we were all kind of expecting regression from the Lions? Like, especially after the way that they exited the playoffs last year, didn't it kind of feel like we were all almost waiting for this to happen? I guess you, like, the easy answer is probably the Chiefs, because obviously, it's Mahomes, it's Andy Reid. We thought they'd go back to the Super Bowl. But then Mahomes gets hurt, so it feels like that changes the calculus. But the Ravens do this every year, so you can't be disappointed by what you knew was already going to happen, right? So I guess the answer by default is the Chiefs.
I think it's probably the Chiefs as well. As you said, we kind of all expected this with the Lions. I know I certainly did. They lost both of their coordinators, right?
Yeah.
In Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. And even though at times it looked really good, they had a tough schedule this year. And I think that kind of caught up with them. It's going to help them that next year. I mean, if they lose this game, they might finish last in the division. They might finish last. They could have a fourth place schedule. So might be in Detroit's best interest. And again, with Dan Campbell as their coach, they're never going to try and lose a game and they can still make the playoffs. So they're not going to do that. But if they do lose, They could finish last in the division, and it might be time to buy in on the Lions for next year. I think it is Kansas City, though, Jake, because, I mean, they were favored to win the Super Bowl. Like, week four, week five, they were, you know, they start off 0-2, and then they bring it back. They're 2-2, then they're 3-2. Worthy comes back. The offense looks like its old self. They're playing great. They just haven't been able to win any of those one-score games. And we've been so used to the Chiefs pulling all these games out of left field that they just haven't been doing this year. So I agree with you. I think they're the most disappointing. And what's been shocking is, like, all these must-win games that the Chiefs have had, right? They come out of their bye week. They're playing at Denver. Oh, this is a game Kansas City always wins. They don't win. Oh, they're playing the Cowboys on Christmas Day. Like, they're going to win. They don't win that game. The Texans game on Sunday night, Mahomes, Andy Reid at home, prime time. Like, all these games that we all expect the Chiefs to win, they just haven't been winning them. So I agree. I think it is the Chiefs, but Detroit's certainly been disappointing, and it's kind of crazy that that offense likely isn't going to be in the postseason.
Well, and it was Chiefs derangement syndrome, where everyone was saying, like you said, oh, well, this is where they get back on track. This is where they rip off the winning streak. This is where they figure it out. And then it was just L. And even in that Chargers game where Mahomes ends up getting hurt, like, did anyone think they were winning that game? Even before Mahomes got hurt, like, it would have taken a drive, and it probably would have come down to a Harrison Butker kick, even if Mahomes stays healthy in that game. And it's not like he's been nails this year and even going back to last year at points, too. So, I mean, I'd been on the better angle the day before saying, I'm taking the Chargers outright. And Kate Constable laughed me out of the room. Kenny Henderson laughed me out of the room. Like, oh, you're crazy. Divisional game. This is where the Chiefs win. And granted, Mahomes got hurt, so that changes things. But even watching that game, like, the Chargers outplayed them, and that feels like what it's been for the Chiefs, or what it had been all year, is, oh, we just got to wait. Just wait till this person's back or that person's back. Oh, they'll figure it out here. And just bam, 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 loss. Like, I think that's part of it, too, of people had convinced themselves the Chiefs would turn it around, and that's why they're the most disappointing, because they just never did.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy that they're 6-9. We'll see if Mahomes is back at the start of next season. But that game, Broncos and Chiefs, will be Christmas night. Lions and Vikings will kick off 4:30. But the game getting us started on Thursday will be the Cowboys at the Commanders. Dallas is 7-point favorite. Total is 50.5. Jake, maybe some can make the argument the most disappointing team in the NFL this year was Washington. They're 4-11.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels hasn't been able to stay healthy. Made it to the NFC title game last year. Defense has been a complete mess. Dallas, a 7-point favorite on the road. Again, Josh Johnson, likely your starter for Washington. Would you have a play in this game?
I know it's crazy. It might be the over. Just that Dallas defense is so brutal. Jerry's going out of his way every week to just throw Matt Eberflus under the bus and then back over him again. Like, it's just, even though it's Josh Johnson, he's been in the league for a decade. So you don't stick around that long if you can't bring something of value. Just, hey, chuck it up. Let's try some trick stuff with Debo, see what happens. You know the Cowboys are going to score, so might be the over, PJ.
Does it bring you more happiness to see Eberflus' defense get shredded or to hear a Ben Johnson good, better, best video at the end of a win?
No, it's Ben Johnson. I don't think it's like the meme, PJ, of Matt Eberflus from Mad Men. I feel sorry for you. I don't think about you at all. I don't think about Matt Eberflus. I don't care.
Nor should you. Nor should you with Ben Johnson as your coach. All right, we'll talk a little bit more about Cowboys Commanders, getting to the two games that we have on Saturday, and then some of our favorite bets for Sunday in week 17 in the NFL. PJ Glasser, Jake Son, this is Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.